This is Grant Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Diana Furchtgott-Roth. She's a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, where she directs the Center for Employment Policy. And during the early days of the George W. Bush administration, she served as chief economist for the U.S. Department of Labor. We want to draw on her expertise in all those areas as we learn the latest job numbers, and surprisingly better than expected job numbers. Still 247,000 jobs lost in the month of July, but the overall unemployment rate actually going down to 9.4% when many expected it to possibly get to 10%. And Diana, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, it's great to be with you this morning.
How do we read these numbers? Is this a great sign that this recession is either over or about to be over, or is this too much to read into one month's numbers?
Well, I think what's very significant and that people haven't talked about is that the civilian labor force actually shrank in July, shrank by 0.2%. The labor force participation rate declined. So one reason the unemployment rate looks as though it went down is because there were actually fewer people in the labor force, people who have withdrawn because they're discouraged or because they don't think that they can find a job, or because maybe they just want to do something else in the summer. So the decline in the unemployment rate is a little bit misleading. That having been said, the employment report is certainly better than was forecast. It was forecast that we'd lose about 377,000 jobs, and instead we lost 247,000.
So we've seen from early in the year when we were losing about 600,000 jobs per month, 2 or 3 months ago we saw a pretty sizable drop. Then the job losses went back up and now back down again. So are we on a bit of a roller coaster, or are we seeing at least a moderate improvement towards where we want to be?
Well, this employment report is certainly better than the last one. And we don't know if this is just 1 month or if it's the beginning of a trend. But what we really want to do is we want to make sure that the economic recovery starts up. And that means cutting back on large potential government programs, such as $1 trillion health care plan and a cap and trade energy tax. Because if you look at the individual industries, all the employment is negative except a small improvement in education and health services, leisure and hospitality and government, but you have big declines in construction, 76,000, manufacturing, service providing industries, and what's really important is to get the economy back on track.
Well, what you just mentioned, Diana, might be the counterbalance to what I'm sure we're going to hear later today, either from the White House or its allies, saying that its policies, namely the stimulus package, is clearly paying dividends, and therefore the president's overall economic agenda, which includes cap and trade, which includes his brand of health care reform, are the right ways to go for this country.
Well, if they think the stimulus package is working, then they could just cancel the rest of it, because they haven't spent very much of it right now. And there's still billions out there to be spent in the out years. So if they think the economy is improving, they could just give the remaining $600 billion back to the American taxpayer. Or they could use it to reduce the $1 trillion deficit.
What will be the clues to you that we really have turned the corner here and we're not gauging everything on 1 month's numbers?
Well, when the economy starts creating jobs. I mean, if you look at it right now, everyone's optimistic because we've lost only 247,000 jobs. But that's still a lot of jobs. We have the long-term unemployment, numbers of people who are long-term unemployed, rising substantially to some of the highest levels ever. And what we really want to see is these industries creating jobs. So when you go down the list, it's not negative 52,000 for manufacturing, but maybe positive 52. Construction, not negative 76,000, but a positive number. So when the economy starts creating jobs, then consumers are going to have money in their pockets to spend, and that's going to help the economic recovery get a really solid foothold.
Do you believe any of the policies approved by this administration will help us get there sooner than had they not been approved?
I think that if the administration had made the Bush tax cuts permanent and talked about lowering taxes and giving stimulus money to the American people to spend, instead of to the government, the recovery would be much more underway.
What advice would you have, Diana, to someone who continues to look for work, either has been unemployed for several months now or is part of this new 247,000?
To basically use the contacts they have, tell everybody that they know that they're looking for a job, if possible, if it's possible for their situation, to look in a different area of the country, because there are parts of the country that are doing much better than others. But just to keep looking or see what is out there. But it's a difficult time for people who are looking for work right now. It's not easy, but the idea is to keep looking and not be discouraged.
Last question before we let you go. Diana, you mentioned that making the Bush tax cuts permanent in your mind would be a good way to accelerate this economic turnaround. What else, if anything, would you encourage?
I guess what I would encourage is to stay away from large additional programs. We don't need an $864 billion additional cap-and-trade energy tax. We don't need a new trillion-dollar health care spending program when we know that Medicare is already in deficit to the trillions of dollars. You know, there's a lot of bad ideas out there, and the administration and Congress need to be able to say, as Nancy Reagan said, just say no. And let the American consumer and the American businessman have enough money to create jobs, not raise taxes on the American businessman and consumer.
Diana, unfortunately, we need to stop there. Thank you very much for your time today.
Well, thanks very much for having me on.
Absolutely. Diana Furchtgott-Roth is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, where she is director of the Center for Employment Policy. She also served as chief economist for the U.S. Department of Labor in the administration of President George W. Bush. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.